All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community organizations, state and local governments, and small businesses since 1981. CARCOM operates analog and Kenwood Next Edge digital radio systems and is the original authorized Kenwood land mobile radio dealer in Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. Whether you need job site radios, event rentals, or a fleet of mobiles on an area-wide system, CARCOM has equipment to meet your need and fit your budget. CARCOM, available today at 800-734-3609 to discuss your needs.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart.
And God said, even the wrath of man shall praise me. He said, and the remainder of wrath, He said, I'm going to restrain it from you. Hello? So that can only go so far. You planted a seed. Now you have dispersed. You have dismantled something. See, this is kingdom. So in place of the kingdom of darkness, now you've brought in another kingdom. And they may not ever really like you, but they ain't going to mess with you now. Hey, how you doing? They ain't going to mess with you now. And then the one that's in charge. Then the one that's in charge. Because, see, God had earmarked you for promotion. Well, everybody fought against you, but you were sowing seed. Now the one in the one that stays late, you know, first one that opened up and the last one to leave, the one that's in charge, the one that has all the keys. He's thinking now. Now God then got his mind. He's like the king that says, is there anybody here that we need to reward? And the scribe goes and gets the book. Amen. You know, Brother so-and-so's been faithful. You know, he has this qualification there. And then, you know, so now God then got his heart. And before you know it, he makes the decision. I don't care what the rest of the people think. I need someone in this position, and they are the best qualified. They are the ones that are showing the great faith. How many know God will give you favor? Then before you know it, you're in the boss's office. And you done got that position. It comes out of the seed. You got to be like a farmer and be able to wait for the precious fruit. And while you're waiting, God's forming you and fashioning you and shaping you for your promotion. But it's in seed form. The life is in the seed. God is not creating anymore. He put it in seed. He put it in our hand now. You continue, because it's going to produce after its kind. It's going to produce. It is the law of Genesis, the law of origins. Everything produces after its own kind. So if your life is not aligning itself with what you want, somewhere you've allowed the devil to give you a fake image that caused you to begin to sow seed that wasn't the seed you want to harvest. That's what it boils down to, because we have been given dominion in the earth. Animals don't plant seeds. We're the ones that plant. We're the ones that determine the future. We're the ones that determine outcomes. We're God's representatives. Are you hearing? We are God's representatives here, and we are in control of that. But what have you allowed to creep in? To cause you to sow some other seeds. See, while men slept, men came in. While one slept, men came in and sowed other seeds, and they come up tares. And you wonder why? When you were sleeping. What do you mean? Not snoring. Not in your bed sleep. When you weren't paying attention. When you weren't walking in the spirit. When you got carnal. Hello? When you let your flesh out. An enemy came and sowed other stuff. And so down the road, when you're reaping this other stuff, don't blame anybody. Don't even blame the devil, because he wouldn't have had place unless you gave it to him. Come on, tell somebody you're God's masterpiece. If you keep that mindset, if you keep in that posture, everything that you sow will be coming from that origin, that image. And indeed, you will not be the tail. You will be the head. Indeed, you will not be the borrower. You will be the lender. Come on, it may take a little time, because the farmer has long patience. He doesn't plant a seed and then dig it up. What taking the seed so long? And you know, here's what sometimes people are guilty of. You don't water the seed. Now picture a farmer. He's planted all the seed and don't water it. No time until it's about to harvest. Then he dumps water on it, just floods it with water. You think the seed gonna grow? No, there are seasons you need to water. Water, sometimes daily. Whenever God speaks to you, make it a habit. Make it something you do constantly. Watering the seed. See, the seed is also a word. You've planted a seed. You've made a confession. Now keep it watered. Keep watering it. Don't change your confession. Don't change what you say. Don't start talking defeat. That's the wrong seed. It's simple as that, but that's the law of Genesis. And if you will plant according to who God made you, say things because you feel good about you, and not because you feel bad. Because, you know, hurting people tend to hurt other people. Amen? Adam and Eve, they became aware of their nakedness. They started to look at things from the outside. Live from the outside. Not that we are islands unto ourselves. You know, it's the Jesus in me that loves the Jesus in you. And the Jesus in you that loves the Jesus in me. Otherwise, there's not a whole lot of commonality. You know, we might be friends naturally, but there's something unique and special when a person lives from their spirit. You have a capacity to love people. You have a capacity, a much greater capacity than any natural capacity. You do. You have a capacity to be extraordinary. You are a masterpiece. You will stand out. If you live from your spirit, you will always stand out. Stop trying to hide. Tell somebody, stop trying to hide. You're going to stand out. Now, that sometimes will cause you persecution. That'll sometimes cause you favor. That'll cause you all kinds. But you're going to stand out. Very few live in this world from the inside. Even saved people from who they really are in their origin. Who God really made you. Amen. That's important. When they lived from without, they became conscious of shame and fear. And everything that came from without, intellect, feelings, all of this was not from the spirit. Now, I'm going to make a very, very profound statement to you here. I want you to understand this. When we are properly positioned and connected to God, our source, the Holy Spirit, our spirit can know anything. There's nothing you can't know. Now, of course, the secret things belong to God. But anything that he has chosen to reveal to mankind down through the ages, you can know it. Are you here? Tell somebody, I got it like that. Tell them I'm bad like that. Come on, this is who you really are. This is you are a masterpiece. When you are properly positioned and connected to the source, your God, the Holy Spirit, the Son Jesus Christ, and the God the Father, your spirit can know anything. It's just sometimes, has God spoken to you? You just didn't get it. God's speaking some of your future, and it's just too big for you to even, so God doesn't reveal it to you. Sometimes God reveals things to us in bits and pieces, because that's all we can chew. We're like little babies, you know, no teeth yet, and you know, you got the milk, the Similac, whatever. Until you get to a place where you can start to really see what God is saying to you. What did he say to Gideon? Thou mighty man of valor, furthest thing from his thought patterns. How could this be? This is crazy. But God showed him, walked him through it, till he realized, yes, I am God's mighty man of valor. All right? So When you're properly positioned and connected, let me say it this way. In essence, God will talk to you. Your spirit can know anything. Now, I'm going to tell you something else real profound here, okay? Catch this. Knowledge that God communicates to you is not learned. What you learned. In its purest form, the knowledge that God communicates to you is not something you sit and learn. The knowledge that God communicates to us is not something we learn. Now, I just made that other statement. If you're properly positioned and connected to the Spirit, there's nothing you cannot know. Any situation you walk up on. It says, in many instances, Jesus, it says he knew their hearts. He didn't ask questions, didn't put out a questionnaire, ask questions, you know. He knew their hearts. He asked the disciples when they were way down the road, they're coming. He just looked at them. When they came, he said, what was it you were disputing about while you were in the way? Elisha, when Gehazi ran after Haman, got his stuff, hid it, came back and stood before Elisha. He said, where have you gone, Gehazi? Oh, nowhere. He said, did not my heart go with you when you received these things? When we are properly connected and positioned, our spirits can know anything. Knowledge that God communicates is not learned. See, God spoke to Elisha. He didn't peep out the window and see, oh, that's Gehazi running down. No, no, he sat in his room, in his chamber, connected and positioned properly. God spoke to him. Let him see in his mind. You see, Gehazi? You see, knowledge that God communicates is not learned. You see, my friends, God talks to us. The question is, how much of what God has spoken to us have we discerned? You see, that's why we can't live from without, because this is the information age. Everybody trying to get some kind of information to you, to believe something, to buy something, to picture something, something or all types of images always coming. So we have to live from within because God's knowledge is not learned. From without. Now, that does not mean that we don't read. Amen. Well, you know, God said, or pastor said. No, don't take it to that extreme. It's not learned. The knowledge that God imparts to us is discerned. It's like someone that's out to deceive you. Take, for example, Simon the sorcerer in Samaria. Revival is going on. Philip was down there. The whole city. Imagine the whole city of Fort Pierce coming to the Lord. There are testimonies of whole cities being transformed. Transformations, yeah, it has happened. But imagine the whole city coming to the Lord. Philip down here, you know, the whole city, there was great joy in the city, great rejoicing in the city. And then the apostles came, and Simon the sorcerer got saved, and they burned all the books and everything. But then when the apostles came and began to lay hands and people started to receive the Holy Ghost, Simon saw that and went to the apostles and said, give me this gift. I want to buy this gift. And the apostles right away discerned that he was caught up in the gall of bitterness. That, you understand what I mean? In other words, they rebuked him. They saw something much deeper, but see, it wasn't learned. They didn't know his background. And, you know, anybody that knew his background, just the fact that he was there burning his books and everything, he had to be saved, wondrously saved and born again and free and all that. They knew his background because he had the whole city bewitched. And when he was saved, that thing was broken.
We are continuing in this series entitled Dominion, God's Masterpiece. Saints of God must remember you are bigger than your last success, which is your potential. Living from the inside out is how we defeat the enemy every time. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort and to guide. The Holy Spirit isn't moved by what is happening in the atmosphere, and the Holy Spirit is praying for us. God's sheep knows his voice as a stranger they will not follow. God is always present. He is always potent. He is all powerful. The word of God says he will never leave you nor forsake you. Saints are governed from the inside out, and you can decree it is well.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.